Welcome to The Hitch, week one.
Hi.
Hi.
Oh. Yeah. Just got dive bombed by a mosquito. It's summer.
It is summer. It's sort of. Day one.
Yeah, day one.
We are out on the road.
This is it. Day one.
We are actually sitting on a road right now.
We
are sitting on a little bridge with a little creek. Mm-hmm. Running right
it's
by us.
Cute.
We're probably, 50 yards from our trailer.
Yep.
The now 14-year-old is sitting on our bed watching Monday Night Raw.
Yep.
So we are recording outside.
One's asleep, thankfully.
Thankfully, yeah. The three, soon to be 4-year-old,
uh-huh.
Fast asleep on the couch after A lot of crazy.
Yeah.
But we are back.
We're back. Feels good.
Yeah, it does feel good. It felt like coming home.
Yeah.
You know, so we should back up.
Yep. Let's back up.
I'm Dan.
I'm Janice.
And this is The Hitch.
Yep.
And we started this last summer. The fall before that,
mm-hmm.
we bought an Airstream trailer in a fit of, what are we doing? What does life mean?
Well, it was right after I was diagnosed with breast cancer
and
I was looking, I was close to having my first surgery and we were just like, we just needed to live our lives as best we could. And part of that was getting an Airstream, which kind of fell into our laps. Honestly,
really
we looked and there was a used one.
Yeah.
Because even used ones are like insanely expensive. But we actually got a good deal, which made it so that we could do it.
Yeah.
And
last summer was the first summer we went out. We have spent our whole 20 plus years together
mm-hmm.
road tripping a lot. In fact, today when we were in the car, we were like, we've probably logged over 100,000 miles together.
I know. And I thought you were just like full of it and like just kind of being dramatic and I was like there's no way but then we started adding them up, all the big long trips we've done, like the 10,000 mile trips that we've done all over this country, and I'm like whoa.
And ever since our two kids have been born, we have a 14-year-old, we have a 3 soon to be 4-year-old, like
mm-hmm.
we said,
4th of July,
they've been tossed in the car and taken right out on the road with us. So they've grown up with it.
And thankfully, they both love it.
And they love it. And last summer was our first summer out in a trailer.
Mm-hmm.
We spent 61 days, I believe, out on the road.
Mm-hmm.
This summer, we're doing 64.
64.
And
we're
you're here with us on day one.
Thanks.
Yeah.
Hi.
We are in, where are we?
LaSalle. / Peru is
Illinois.
How I see it. Illinois.
Yeah.
We're only a couple of hours west of Chicago, basically, because we had a really busy like pack out. Then we don't store our trailer at home because we can't.
Yeah.
We have no room for it. And also it's not allowed in our town. So it's about an hour out. But in addition to that, we had new tires and a bunch of work done to Evangeline, our trailer. So we had to go pick her up and we left straight from there, which was hysterical because we haven't like loaded anything into her.
Yeah.
We hadn't loaded anything into her at all. Like bedding, you know, all that stuff.
All our clothes for
all
the
our
summer.
Clothes,
all our stuff for
our
the summer.
Books and toys
everything.
And everything basically. And so we had to smash it all into our car, which luckily we have a big car, but still
it was full to the top. The
boys
did not have any leg room. Like it was as full as it can be.
It was like a Tetris
situation. It was, we could not have fit even another bag in.
I know. We had stuff like in the front by our legs and on our laps, basically.
And the trunk was full to the ceiling. And it was like, oh, this feels really scary driving, not being able to see behind you. And then I realized, wait, as soon as you put the trailer on, you can't see behind you either.
We do have a backup camera, so we could see, but you know.
Yeah.
Anyway, so then we had to go and pick it up from getting serviced.
Yeah.
And we didn't immediately transfer stuff. We, you know, the whole transaction, it took a while. We filled up propane. We did a bunch of stuff. So it took, we knew it would take us a while. So we chose a place only a couple hours away so that, you know, as it was like a full day anyway.
It was.
And, but we did it.
Yeah.
And we're here. And when we got here, we had like mad unpacking and packing everything into the trailer, which was,
it was bananas.
It was bananas. You know, when you move into a new place and you have to figure out where things go. Now, we did spend most of the summer, last summer, in Evangeline, but it's been a year.
It has.
And we have different stuff.
Yeah.
You know, like to some degree.
Both children are much bigger.
They're bigger. They're different. Yeah. The little guy is not wearing diapers, you know, things like that. I mean, just things are different. And, so, and it was just like madness because everyone was tired and there were just like bags and bags and bags of stuff being pulled out of the car. I thought
it was madness. It really was.
I really was like, there's no way all of this is fitting. But it did.
It did. And in fact, we have room.
I even found a cabinet we hadn't used today.
Yeah, we have we have more space in part because we did it last year. So we were smarter about a few things.
Yeah, what would fit.
But yeah, but the big thing was just like, we're out now.
Yeah, we're out. You know? We're not going back.
Getting out was hard.
Although
everything staged and then packed and then the car packed and then everything. And it just, that was hard.
It was hard. And, but this is the funny thing, which isn't actually funny, but I'm just trying to roll with it. So, you know, there is so much work to be done when leaving and leaving a house, you know, anything for like 2 months. You have to do a lot of work. And one of the things was making sure we returned all our library materials, which we use our library. We use multiple libraries frequently. We love libraries. So we, you know, just the other day returned a bunch of stuff and I asked the older son, you know, did you check in the movie cases to make sure all the movies in there? Yes, yes. Like in his annoyed mom, you know, mom voice. Anyway, I just got a call from one of the libraries saying that they have an empty case. So I guess we'll just be paying for that.
Yeah, I think that
I'm
one's
not,
on us.
I'm not turning around to find that movie. Anyway.
No.
Just.
But all that said, everything is behind us now.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Like it's all forward momentum for a long time.
Yeah. If we did forget something, we're not going back for it.
And you were behind the wheel today.
Yeah.
How'd it feel?
It felt great.
Yeah.
It was really windy today.
It was super windy
which
today.
Which I was not expecting because it's not something I typically look for. You know, I was more concerned about rain. I was like, is it going to rain? And it didn't. It was very clear today. But it was windy. But we got new tires, and I think they adjusted the brakes, and they did some other
fine-tuning. They packed the wheel bearings and adjusted the brakes.
And apparently that makes a big difference.
Man,
it was driving so much better and stopping
really
better.
Was.
And it wasn't, even though it was really windy, it was not, I was not being blown around and was not swaying. It was really, I was happy with the work that was done. It made a difference.
You know, towing miles are longer miles no matter what. And it was definitely, I was stressing the other day, like, you know, we're doing 2 hours. We only did 2 hours today, but tomorrow's like four or something.
Yeah.
And it's like, oh, even 2 hours seems like a lot. Like towing it from storage to the service place the other week, like that was 1 hour and it felt like 100 years. And today it was like, oh,
right.
You just kind of get into it and you do it and it all feels pretty good.
Yeah. I mean, and the thing that I kept reminding myself, I was still like holding the steering wheel pretty tightly and, you know, really like on high alert, but I was so much less stressed out than last summer.
Yeah, you really were.
So, because it's just, you know, it is one of those things, like you got to put the miles in to, you know, just get the confidence up.
Right.
And, you know, so it was a lot easier. I still get scared merging onto the interstate.
Yeah.
That's always like, ah! But luckily we weren't on a very busy one today. And so it was okay. And we did a lot of highways, which I used to be terrified of last summer. I wanted to avoid them.
It was
them.
Nice. It was really beautiful.
It was
beautiful,
nice. Just like, you go slower. You have to stop and everything a lot, but you just go slow and take your time and it's really pretty and it's less hectic than the interstate.
Yeah, it was surprisingly beautiful.
Yeah,
like just
really pretty.
Really
sunny,
idyllic, you know, Midwest farmland.
Rolling, kind of rolling hills.
It was
not that
very
many
hilly.
Hills. No.
It was rolling like, flatness.
Yeah, it wasn't very hilly. It is Illinois.
Yeah, it was very flat, but it was really beautiful. And we got here and we loaded out, which took a lot.
It took a while.
And the 3-year-old really needed to run around for a bit. And yeah. But then like we got it loaded in, we cooked dinner in the trailer. You know, we made the beds, and it just it really did feel like home. Like there was a moment where I was sitting reading a book to the 3-year-old before bed, and I was just like, this is home.
Yeah.
This is really feels like it.
It was interesting when you were getting his, you know, him to brush his teeth and all that stuff.
Yeah.
The little one, I was like thinking I was going to help our older son get, he sleeps on the bed that,
it's normally the dinette.
Yeah. That converts into a bed. He sleeps in the front there on the dinette. And he just like did it like no problem, like second nature, because he did it so many times
and
last summer.
He's a lot bigger.
He's a lot bigger.
And he can
lift the, he went from being littler than me last summer to being significantly bigger than
me. Significantly bigger.
So he's the one doing the heavy lifting now, not me.
Yeah, and
so,
it's great.
It's exciting.
This is sort of an interim day.
Right.
Tomorrow we get to St. Louis. We're there for a few days. After that, Memphis.
Yeah.
Then diagonaling across Arkansas and Texas to Austin, where we'll be for a good chunk,
a
week
a
plus.
A week, yeah.
Then across West Texas into New Mexico, down to Carlsbad, and then up to Santa Fe, and then kind of noodling our way into Colorado and in the Denver area and the Boulder area and that sort of thing for a few weeks, and then cross Nebraska home.
Yep.
That's where we're at.
But we're only on day one.
We
so
sure
let's
are.
Not talk about the end of the trip.
I was mostly saying that for the listeners.
Just giving the visual.
Yeah, so they knew where we were going.
I know.
But yeah, we are day one.
Yep, day it one, is, and it feels good.
It does feel good.
It feels good.
Really good.
And it's lot less stressful than last year day one, where it
much.
Also felt good, but we were like,
what are we doing? Yeah,
and there's still plenty we don't know, that's for sure.
Yeah,
but we're learning
and we're really doing it.
Yeah, we're doing it.
Yeah, good job. So we'll see you tomorrow.
Yep.
Bye.
Good night.
Season 2 of The Hitch was recorded in the back of Evangeline, our 27-foot Airstream trailer, by Dan Sinker and Janice Dillard while living on the road for 64 days in the summer of 2019. You can see pictures from the road on Instagram at tincanevangeline, and you can email us at evangeline@thehitchpodcast.com. If you like The Hitch, please tell your friends about it, and also rate and review us on Apple Podcasts or wherever you listen to podcasts. And we'll
see
you
on the road.